U.S. attorneys are appointed to head local federal prosecutors' offices across the United States to represent the U.S. government in criminal and civil cases and coordinate law enforcement activities. While they are political appointees nominated by and serving at the pleasure of the president, they are protective of their independence from partisan political pressures. But the removal of so many at the midpoint of President Bush's second term in office is considered highly unusual, and the involvement of two Republican lawmakers in the controversy over the firings, as well as denials by the U.S. Justice Department that politics played any role, combined to create another Washington political drama. David Iglesias, dismissed as a U.S. attorney in the state of New Mexico, described a phone call he received before last year's midterm congressional elections from Republican Senator Pete Domenici, seeking information about the status of indictments in a corruption investigation involving Democrats in the state. Iglesias had this exchange with Democratic Senator Charles Schumer.
And so, is it fair to say that you felt pressure to hurry subsequent cases and prosecutions as a result of the call?
Yes, sir, I did. I felt leaned on. I felt pressured to get these matters moving.
Iglesias adds that he was dismissed about 6 weeks later, although he makes no direct allegations of a connection between his firing and the phone call from the Republican senator. Senator Domenici and Congresswoman Heather Wilson, a New Mexico Republican who also contacted Iglesias, deny their contacts were aimed at exerting political pressure. Some of the attorneys also described pressure from the Department of Justice after some of them were quoted in media reports that appeared after Congress began to investigate the firings. John McKay was U.S. attorney in Seattle, Washington, until he was removed last December.
That any work with the Congress or testimony before the Congress would be seen as an escalation by the Department of Justice and that they would respond accordingly.
In a carefully worded joint statement, the attorneys say they regret the circumstances under which they appeared before lawmakers, while reiterating they received little or no information from the Justice Department about the reasons for their dismissals. Carol Lamb is a former U.S. attorney from San Diego involved in the prosecution on corruption charges of a former Republican congressman.
This hearing is not a forum to engage in speculation, and we decline to speculate about the reasons. We have every confidence that the excellent career attorneys in our offices will continue to serve as aggressive, independent advocates of the best interests of the people of the United States.
The Bush administration has said the dismissals were due to dissatisfaction with what it calls policy decisions the U.S. attorneys made. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has strongly denied he would remove anyone for political reasons. But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Pat Leahy is not persuaded.
I really believe they threatened to undermine the effectiveness and professionalism of U.S. attorneys' offices around the country.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Senator Arlen Specter, cautions that Congress would view seriously any evidence that attorneys were removed for political reasons.
We have a weighty responsibility so that we do not tamper with the established right of the president to replace U.S. attorneys, but deal with the question of whether they're being replaced because they're doing a job which is politically sensitive or going after corruption or being replaced for some improper motive.
Congressional Democrats are also alleging that the Bush administration is using a little-noticed provision in the USA Patriot Act, the anti-terror law renewed by Congress, to appoint political allies to U.S. attorney posts and to get around the Senate confirmation process. Depending on additional information emerging in congressional inquiries, contacts between lawmakers and U.S. attorneys could become the latest ethics issue to emerge in Congress. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.